Today's gospel comes from the 15th chapter of John. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We have some weeks in John, and so the next section is going to be like that first John reading. It's going to be what abiding means, what fruit looks like, and it has to do with love. So when Pastor Beth is back, she gets to talk about love next week. But this week, we're going to talk about this passage. I think sometimes when you're trying to teach someone something, I want you to be like this, or I don't want you to be like this, and then gives an example. And I think in the case of Jesus here, I think Jesus is telling us, I want you to be like this, but it's not really who we are. When he talks about God planted me, I am the vine, you are the branches, abide in me and you, we produce fruit. I mean, those are things that if you like strawberries, you could probably figure some of that out. Or if you like wine, that's probably what he was referring to, branches, fruit of the wine. But in truth, we're not branches. We're not. That's not who we are. So that's always the kind of the, what are you trying to say, Jesus? Are you trying to say be like this, or reminding us that this is what would be nice, but we're not like this and should? So anyway, so I'm going to suggest the following things. The first thing is, Jesus said, God planted me. I am the vine. Jesus is the vine grower. God is the vine grower. God planted me. God is the creator. And I think that's something we know or think about, that we are creatures, that God is a creator. Plants don't think about that I'm aware of anyway. Plants don't have big old human brains to think about meaning and purpose in life. So I think that's what Jesus was trying to get at there, was a reminder. God created us. And unlike plants, we tend to forget that we're beautifully made creatures. And so Jesus comes to the earth to remind us of that. We are beautifully made creatures of God. We've got our flaws, but we're beautifully made creatures of God. All of us are beautifully made creatures of God. God planted us all here. And then Jesus says next, I am the vine. Well, I was playing golf last week, and my ball went under a tree. How would that fit me? Hit a ball under a tree? Astray. And so I, do a backswing. And when I do the backswing, I catch this dang blackberry bush vine, and it stops my club and like that. And there was, for about 3 days, I just would just touch my hand there and it would have a shooting pain. Now, that's one side of what blackberries are. And the other side is that same vine, probably 3 months from now, will have delicious, this is at Tumwater, will have delicious fruit. Now, who likes blackberries? Anybody like blackberries? If you don't like blackberries, that's all right. Now, I like blackberries, but again, until I started, one summer I had to pick let's just say, a lot, because my mom thought it'd be a good idea to make 100 things of blackberry jelly. Now, it's just me and her growing up on the island that I grew up in, so that's a lot of blackberry jelly. So I'm not saying I don't like blackberry jelly, but I love strawberry jam. Let's just put it that way. But that's the thing about those vines. They, in the end, they produce fruit, and we'll get to that in a second. But that vine is a life source, you know. And if a branch starts to wither, chances are maybe it was cut, you know, a little bit. Things happen with branches that if they don't get that source of the vine, they wither and die. Now, again, we're not branches, even though Jesus calls us that. And yet, we are, he says. He says, I am the person that can remind you that you can connect to at all times. And later, I'm going to send you the Spirit as well. So you have that connection at all times with God until you've taken your last breath. You have that connection. That's what that vine can mean for us. That's God. That's God through Jesus. That's God through the Spirit. That's God, our Creator, that makes our connection. And when that source gets cut off, we die. We know that. If you forget who you are, beautiful creatures created by our wonderful God, you lose track of that. You forget to maybe come here, or you forget to sing, or you forget to laugh, or you get to interact with children. All the good things in life, you forget. It gets lost. Things start to die. Abide in me as I abide in you. Dwell with me. Stay here. Stay here, Jesus says. He says that over and over again. Abide in me. And it's a yearning. It's a yearning. Now that's way beyond vine and branches. Because vine and branches, they just do what they do. You know, blackberry bushes, they grow very aggressively, in case you haven't noticed that before. Strawberries, they need some nurturing. You know, they need good soil. They need the right amount of water. They need a little bit of, a lot of sun. And other things that growers know more of about gardens than I do. But abiding in me and I abide in you, I think Jesus is telling us, you know, we as humans get distracted. We get distracted by all kinds of things in the world. All things, all kinds of different things pull us away from who we are. You can think of what those things are. What pulls you away and you forget who you are, that you're a beloved child of God. All of the things. There's so many things that pull us away. We get distracted, and Jesus is trying to remind us in this analogy, come, stay with me. Stay with me. Pray. Sing. Be with others. Stay with me. It's a beckoning. It's a yearning. Dwell with me. Be with me. And then he says, we are the branches now. So he extends that metaphor to us. And that produce fruit. We, as branches, are an extension of God. You know, you've seen me wear that shirt. Well, maybe you have. I haven't worn it for a while. But that the phrase that the ELCA, God's work, likes to use, God's work, our hands. We're the extension of God in the world. No matter who we are, how we are, as people, this is who God uses, this church full of people, to do the things in Lacey and the surrounding communities. It's who God has. We're the branches. And we may be someone who's older than me, 53, an older branch, or we may be a younger branch, someone who has a lot of good questions. But all of the branches, whether we're younger and vibrant or not as young or not as vibrant, all the branches are what God uses. We are the branches, God says. This, us, we, is how grace goes into the world, through us. It's what God gave us Jesus to remind us of. It's the same thing. Jesus says, this is what it's about. It's about love. You're going to do it. You're going to do greater things than I did. And it's been an amazing ride for the first 2,000 years of Christianity. Some amazing and horrible things, but some amazing things have happened and continue to happen. We are the branches. We are the branches that produce fruit, which he also says means disciples. A disciple is that which follows. That's what the Greek word means. Fruit is that which follows a branch, blossoming and making fruit. So that's what branches do. That's what we're called to do, to produce fruit. It's the nature of branches. Now again, we aren't a vine, and we aren't branches, and we don't produce fruit, because we're humans. So here's our distinctiveness as humans. Well, here's a couple of them. The three that I think are important for today. We have choices, voices, and resurrection. So choices. Today, you didn't know that you were going to sing, I say peace, I say love. How does that go again, Terry?
I say peace, I say love.
I say peace, I say love. I mean, we could just sing that all week and see how that goes for you. Just keep singing, I sing, say peace, and I say love. And live that out and see how that goes. That's choices we have. You can choose right now to say, well, Pastor Eric always suggests a lot of silly things for us to do, but that's not so bad. Spend this week singing, I say peace, and I say love. And see how that goes when you're in the grocery store. Or see how that goes when you're in the car. Or see how that goes when you're with your family or your friends. And you just keep singing, I say peace, I say love. That's not a bad choice. A branch doesn't have that. A branch just does what a branch does. We have choices. Jesus suggests a holy suggestion of love. And we have voices. We have voices that guide us. The Creator guides us. We see that maybe in a beautiful sunset when the rainier is out and glorious in a hike, or just a simple beautiful plant. Where did that red plant outside there come from? All of a sudden it's there, the flower, and it's gorgeous. That's the Creator speaking. Scripture, you may hear a phrase that, oh, I really needed to hear that. And Jesus reminding us to love. And the Spirit nudging us as we sing, I say peace, I say love. All these beautiful divine voices. We, that's our distinctiveness as humans. We have those voices that can push us to make the peace and love choices. And resurrection. We have hope. My experience so far is that life is full of seasons. There are seasons that are so fruitful it blows your mind. And then there are seasons that are so dry, and Ezekiel 37, dry bones. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. But what we always have is that promise, that resurrection promise. There is more for us as humans. And the more we remind ourselves of that and know it, the easier it is to make those choices of love and to remember. Hope. Hope. Resurrection is hope beyond our last breath. We have choices. We have voices. And we have resurrection. Jesus is the vine that God planted for us. And we are the branches, the extension of that. And the fruit that we produce is love. Remember that. Sing it this week. That's the good news. That's what resurrection is. Hope. Amen.